You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Hi, Jake. How are you?
Hi. I'm fantastic. We were talking for like about 15 minutes. We always have our daily conversation.
We always do our monthly catch up.
Yeah.
Do this. Before we jump in, I'd like to do a big shout out to our two sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. Mention Coach Unplugged, High School Hoops, Coach Steger, Coach Collins, whatever you need to mention, they'll give you $350 off. And then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Nothing else like it. Yes, that's the softest sell ever. If it's September and you're not thinking about your team, and you're not, that's your issue. That's not my issue, to be honest with you, because I'm like obsessing about my team. But So what I thought we'd talk about today was building a successful program. Now, Coach, we could talk about this for probably an hour and a half, but as we said in our podcast, Coach has got to go get his shingle shot and his PSA test is in
not me, hours. Steve. I'm Steve old. Has to.
You're too young to have the shingle shot, and you should always have your PSA every physical.
Okay.
So PSA is a number. So here I'm gonna give community service here to all the high school hoopers. PSA is a number which basically checks your prostate. For the possibility of prostate cancer. Most men that are listening to this, if you live long enough, you'll probably get prostate cancer. The key to that number is if that number increases rapidly. They also do a check to make sure you're, because a lot of people have an enlarged prostate. That's why people get up at night and pee. Anyway, so if your number is like 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 12, then that's a problem, and then they check it, and then it's a relatively slow moving cancer, and then they take it out. So mine has been pretty consistent between 2 and 5. Last one was 5, so they're a little like, ooh, it's a little elevated. So that we're gonna go back and do a secondary test to see, and then if so, then I'll have to go see somebody rather than do a virtual physical. Anyway, there's your community service for all the people. So when you have your physical, old men, make sure that you find out your PSA. All right. So building a successful program. Like I said, this could be a deep dive.
This could be a whole year conversation.
So I sent some notes to Jake, and we're going to go off those notes. So the first one I wrote down was do something. And I talked to a coach, I think it was Coach Long from Tennessee yesterday, and he's do something different offensively and defensively than other teams in your league. Coach and I are in Wisconsin. If you know anything about Wisconsin, pack line, man-to-man defense is like I wouldn't say it was born here, but oh my gosh, with the Bennetts and Bo Ryan and stuff. So I think you have to have different things inside of your tool chest to help your team. And if you only do like you go to some of these clinics, they go, we're going to be the pack line man defensive team. And we are going to lean into that. And that's all we're going to do. Okay. What happens when I figure your man out? Then what? you don't have an alternative at that point. I'm not saying that can't be your, I'm going to run this 80% of the time. I'm just saying, I think you need more things offensively and defensively when things aren't going well. If you want to build a successful program, if you only lean into one thing, can you do it? Yes. But I think the really successful programs have multiple things that they are good at. Thoughts, coach?
When you talk about that, I think from the teams that I've coached and worked with, I think when you can choose something with an offense and defense that's adaptive and make small changes with it, that's really successful. Because you can do variations of the flex, or you can do variations of a motion offense, and you can do changes out of it. I think one thing that coaches and young coaches do, they try to do one thing in fidelity or try to do a million things, and really they choose a structure which is really successful for them, and they add layers to it. You could do that with, what's the big offense you've been working with? Read and React, right?
Yeah.
You add layers to it. You add layers to your different zones that you do. So I think it's really important to try to find two or three things that are going to be your staples. And then we use the word staple a lot too. And then add layers to it. Like if you're going to run a ball screen offense, there's, you know, ball. When I used to run some ball screen offense at the college, we had different layers to it where different cuts were different at different times, different screen elements. And I think then your players are able to really have that structure that allows them to play the game of basketball and make decisions on their own. But also, coach talked about this idea of what happens when things break down. Having those small little layers could be the wrinkle that you need to beat that team, instead of saying, well, if this doesn't work, I'm going to go all the way to the other end. Because I don't think you necessarily need that.
You don't need to do extreme. So I think there's a couple.
Does that make sense, Steve, or no?
Yeah. So a couple things deep diving into that. I think you want to have things, obviously, that correlate offensively and defensively in terms of pace of play. But I agree, small tweaks. Now, don't do like Coach Collins and come up with a new defense and a new offense, which I will be releasing to the world soon. That's a tease, especially the defense. I think I'm releasing the defense. It's already been released. So if you want to send me an email, I might.
You're talking about the funnel?
I am talking about the funnel.
That's funny because I've been using the word funnel all the time coaching soccer this year. I'm starting this new formation.
Yeah.
And it's all about funnel. Okay. But it's a little bit different than your funnel. But
I'll send you the logo. But anyway, don't do that, because this is like a five-year process to get this to where it is today. So don't do that. There's enough good stuff out there that you can grab something. And then as you become more experienced and along the route, then you can do your own thing. I that would be my advice for the youngsters. All right. So let's keep moving, because if we spend that long on one topic, we will be here forever.
We could focus on two or three topics and then go back to the next week too. I mean, that could be an option too, Steve. Yeah, it's up to you.
We could do that sometimes,
you know, you don't want to. Yeah, but I also think that the things that we just said are so extremely to our listeners that it's okay.
Let's do the first three, and then what we'll do is we'll come back next week and do the next three, and then.
And that's just good coaching. That's just good coaching and good teaching modeling, right, for us.
And then people that are listening, if you have something that you think is integral in building a successful program, or would want to share it on our podcast or a Coach Unplugged podcast, one of my other ones, email me at steve@teachhoops.com and we'll talk. That would be fun. All right. So the next one I wrote down was,
why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Work to make better players. OK, Okay. Not plays, not offenses. You know, I think that's an important one. You know, teaching, you and I are both teachers. I think teaching in the end, we're both teachers. And we're also coaches, but we're teachers. And that, you know, how can I make Johnny better? And then how can I make Davion better is different. And I think as teachers, we know that, and I'm gonna use educational lingo. I'm gonna scaffold for those specific athletes or students. But I think it's important because, you know, a good coach can teach specific things in different ways to different kids. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in this small-sided game thing or this one specific drill or whatever it is. And we're not thinking about the person behind the teaching and how they can get better, not only as a basketball player, but as a person, I think is really important. So I think my next thing, if you're going to build a successful program, the players have to know that in their best interest and your best interest, you're just trying to make them better. You're trying to make that 11th man better than the 10th man or whatever it is. I mean, I'm just arbitrarily picking numbers here, but that you can do that and make them better. And I think that will lead into our next point here.
I would say that the more and more, and I have talked to you over the years, is you could even funnel that down and start thinking about fundamentals comes down to decreasing possessions.
Okay, so that's number two. So that's number three. So this is perfect. That fundamental thing is leading into our next point. I think,
right. But when you're talking about making kids better, it really comes down to the game of basketball about possessions. Okay. So when you focus on the little things that you talk about player development, like let's just talk about defensive techniques and rebounding from a defensive standpoint,
footwork.
But again, right. If those things get better, then you are eliminating possessions for the opponent. If you get better at passing, ball handling, and shooting, you're maximizing your possessions from an offensive standpoint and breaking the game down. And what really comes down to it is, how can I limit possessions for one team and how can I maximize others? And it really starts down with the nitty-gritty work of getting better individually.
Yep,
and
yep,
so
yep.
I want to put that in context of like the game. Oh, how can we get better at such a big thing? But really it is, if I increase those skills, I'm going to be able to maximize my possessions and I'm going to be able to minimize the opponent's possessions. And that's what it comes down to, right? How good you can do those things.
Yep. And I think what that leads into too is I think we want to make them better. But then if we want to make each individual player better, but then we also have to think about how we can do that as a program. And that's what you said, and that was the first sentence you came out with, is be fundamentally sound in your program. Have a language, have a Bible that your program has that everyone knows, that this is how we teach screens. This is our lingo on ball screens. This is our lingo on defense. This is how we refer to midline or helpline, those kind of things. So you have to be fundamentally sound within a program to be successful.
Especially now at the game, like I think often kids are hindered by, we try to put kids in positions at such a young age. That tall kid, every kid needs to learn how to dribble. Every kid needs to learn how to pass. Yeah. And just look at the Bucks. Look at Giannis. Okay. Like he's reverting back where he's learning how to play his back to the basket now. And he's realizing, wow, I can even be more dominant. Right.
Right.
And so like, if you can add all those elements to each kid on your team, don't look at them as, how can I make this post player fundamentally sound in the post? How can I make each basketball player fundamentally sound in all the elements of the game?
Yep. And so what I think people have to think about too is, and this is going to, I'm not ripping on people that do stuff like right now, but the small sided game thing is this huge emphasis right now. And it's important, and I do it, and it's a huge part of my, but I can't give a second grader a bunch of addition or multiplication things that they have not learned the basics before that or the fundamentals. So I think the shift with this small-sided game shift is great. And I've done it for 30 years, just didn't have a name for it. But it's gotten so bad that, like, great. Yeah, you can throw them out there. But before you get to that step, you have to teach them. You have to do a deep dive. Like, if I'm doing a new defense, I'm going to spend 30 minutes teaching them that the nuances of it. Then I'm going to put them in, you know, things that are going to teach them those specific skills. That's where the fundamental thing is you can't just, you know, here's how you pivot and then, you know, small sided game. Well, no, because they're going to do it wrong. And you and I as teachers know if someone does something wrong the first time, it takes like 8 times of doing it correctly to undo that muscle memory. So I think, especially for the young coaches, they get on the web and they see the small side game stuff and they see all this. Great. The science behind it is very good. That's how kids do need to learn those specific things. They also need to learn some basics or fundamentals. Like, you need to learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide before you can do calculus. Sorry to break it to you. You can't do calculus if you can't add. You need some fundamentals before you get to the big picture stuff.
I guess when we talk about youth, and I've been working with youth a lot for years as a varsity head coach and work with younger teams and as a soccer coach, it's about sprinkling it in. So, like, yes, you don't do fundamentals for 25 minutes.
No.
You do fundamentals for 5 minutes on a skill, and maybe you do that small sided for 10. Right. You don't go fundamental, 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 fundamental. You got to sprinkle it in. And that's, again, we've always talked about constrategic practice planning, yep, right? It's an art form, dude.
It is an art form. And the thing is, you don't give your kids ice cream for dinner. You also don't only give them broccoli for dinner.
Right.
Like, that's the best way I can do. You don't. You give them a colorful plate of food, hopefully.
Right. So you just think, how can I put, I'm going to do 5 minutes of passing here, and then I'm going to do a small side of game that has a lot of emphasis in passing. All right. Then I'm going to work on dribbling. What could I do with dribbling? Right. And that's the key. And you're never going to get kids, I think, angry about doing fundamentals, because if you do the small little things in the beginning, they have more success at the small sided. Once you have more success at the small sided game, you're going to have more success on the 5v5.
And I hate to break it to the coaches, the small sided game is the ice cream because they love playing.
Yes.
And the fundamentals are the vegetables. Like, they don't love those. Like, they do them. They know they have to do them. So you have to be creative in that. And that's a whole different podcast.
Yeah, that's another thing we can talk about how to make fundamental drills competitive, how to learn how to be competitive.
We'll do that in October when people.
I'm going to write this down because that's a good
coach. How scrambling for those of you who are listening right now. He's trying to grab. He's got everything within reach because of virtual learning. So he's trying to grab something. But that would be, I think, October. To be honest with you, I think October is going to be our deep dive into building that practice. How do we do it? What goes into building that practice? How, I think that will be a good deep dive.
Like, a little, we could do a whole
month on that. We'll do a whole
month. Yeah, but like one whole topic on how to make basic drills competitive and fun.
Fun. Okay.
You can make it fun. I guarantee you.
For those of you listening to podcast, that's a tease podcast. That's like, it's coming in October. Make sure you got it in.
Because I got a bunch of ideas for all ages that you could use.
And I would love if you left some 5-star reviews. If you're liking these, just go to iTunes, scroll down and leave 4 stars. Oh yeah, you can leave a review. We'd love to read all your reviews.
How to make broccoli tasty? Got it.
All right, till next week, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.